Hello everybody, I'm back with another video in the soul winning series, or how to go soul winning series. And this is probably going to be the last video unless somebody has a request of another thing they want me to talk about. But in this video, I just want to simply quickly talk about being a silent partner, right? So maybe you're going to go soul winning and you have somebody else to go with and they're more experienced, they feel more confident preaching. Maybe you don't want to preach yourself yet, you want to actually see it happen with somebody else. Maybe that's the way that you learn, and that's okay. So that's called being a silent partner, right? Somebody who is silent while the other person is talking. Now, not only that, but if you're going two by two and you're both talkers, you both have the ability to preach, you're not going to be speaking to the same person at the same time. You're going to alternate door to door. Or some people also do it where they just knock till you talk or something like that. That's how some people do it as well, right? But then if your partner is talking at the door, then obviously you would be a silent partner. Yeah, you would be preaching at that door, right? So here's what you would do if you're a silent partner, right? Because you still have a job. You're still there for a reason, even if you're not preaching. Number one, silent partner should pray for the preacher, right? If you go to, if you go soul winning with somebody else and they start preaching the gospel, right? Now you shouldn't interrupt them. You shouldn't interact with the person yourself, but what you should do is pray, you know, silently or under your breath or something, that God will, you know, give them boldness, give them clarity of mind, you know, give them the verses that they need, remove any distractions, things like that. Just pray these things so that it will be more likely that the person that you're that the partner is preaching to will get saved, right? Silent partners also are useful at keeping distractions down, right? For example, if, you know, you are at a door, right, and the preacher's at the door talking to somebody, preaching the gospel, and you're behind, and then there's somebody else who walks up, like a family member or something that walks from behind, you can say, oh, hey, we're from a Baptist church. You can explain why you're there. So that way that person doesn't interrupt, you know, your partner trying to preach the gospel, because sometimes people do interrupt, right? And obviously, if the person is receptive, we don't want that to happen. We don't want people to be interrupted, right? But silent partners themselves should not interrupt the gospel presentation. If your partner wants your help, then obviously you should help, right? So for example, if you're both preachers, right, and you're not talking at a door and you know the verses and stuff, and let's say your partner's maybe new at it and they're preaching, right? If they look back at you and they're like, hey, you know, I don't know how to answer this question or something that this person is asking me, then obviously you can step in and help them, right? But it's not a good idea to just interrupt them just whenever you feel like it, unless they're like not doing, it's obvious that they don't know what they're doing, right? Just to, you know, help out, right? But you shouldn't interrupt somebody who is actually, you know, preaching the gospel and doing it the right way. So these are just some basic tips for being a silent partner. I don't have any other slides after that, but yeah. Thank you, buddy, for watching. And thank you for watching this series. I hope that this has really helped you to become a soul winner. Just, you know, take heed to these things. Obviously, some things you'll just learn by experience, by just going out and doing it, right? You just simply have to go. Like I said in one of the previous videos, it's a command of Jesus Christ. You just have to go out there and do it. You just have to go out and start knocking the doors. And then you'll start to learn these things as time kicks on. But you want to make sure that you know what you're doing, right? That you're actually preaching the gospel in an effective manner, right? That people are actually getting saved. So hopefully this series has helped. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask in the comments. So thank you, buddy, for watching. God bless you and goodbye.